An occasional halakha that comes up with regard to Tevilat Kelim is about a non-Jewish person who becomes Jewish, Geshen Itgayer. Do they need to tovel all their Kelim that they owned previously? Obviously, they have to kasher their Kelim and make sure that they are kosher. But do they actually have to take them also to the mikveh? Previously, these were kelim that belonged to a Gentile, and now they belong to a Jew, so perhaps they need tevilat kelim. Or on the other hand, perhaps they don't need tevilat kelim because they always belong to this person, and now they still belong to this individual. So Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuvot V'Hanakot Chelek Aleph Sim Taf Mem Tet, he says that you do need to tovel the kelim. Why? Because there's a Rashba in Masechet Yevamot Taf Mem Zayin Amud Bet who explains why it is that a ger, when they become Jewish, needs to go to the mikveh, and says that the tvila of a ger is because they are now entering Reshut Yisrael, as it were, Jewish territory, just like with Tevilat Kelim. And so Rav Moshe Sternbach says that we've got a Kal Vachomer here. If the reason why the Ger needs to go to the mikveh is because it's similar to Tevilat, the Chiyuv of Tevilat Kelim, so Kal Vachomer that the Kelim themselves need to be immersed in a mikveh. So that's the view of Rav Moshe Sternbach and a number of other achronim of this generation. However, Rav Asher Weiss in Minchat Asher Chelek Bet Simon Samachvav, he disagrees and says that Gershon Kayeh doesn't need to tovel their kelim. Why not? So he brings a number of proofs. His first proof is very interesting in the sense that he says that because none of the poskim mention this, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you look in the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Kitsurim, etc., etc., none of them mention that a Ger Shenit Gayer has to immerse their Kelim. And he says that we can learn out from the silence of the poskim on various issues. If they don't say you need to do something and it's not a rare occurrence, you know, there have always been Gerim throughout the centuries. And they never mention that you have to do something. So the presumption is that you don't have to do something. So that's his first proof. And he brings that mamish as a proof, not just as an observation. His second proof is that he maintains that the mitzvah of Tevilat Kelim only applies to Kelim which go from one Rashut to another. They previously belonged to one person, now they belong to another person. The Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Simon Kuf Kaf, discussing Hilchot Tevilat Kelim, starts off by saying, Halokeach Kelim Chadashim Min Hagoyim. A person who takes or acquires or buys new Kelim from a Gentile needs to do Tevilat Kelim. In this case, they haven't been taken from anybody or acquired from anybody. Even if you say that the Ger was Mr. X previously and now is Mr. Y and is a different person, nevertheless, there hasn't actually been any transaction of the Kelim, and therefore they don't need to be like Kelim. He also brings one or two other poskim who say that it's not necessary to do to be like Kelim in this case, including the Avnei Nezer, who has what he describes as a very big chiddush, who says that in actual fact, the tvila that the ger themselves does counts not only for the ger but also for the kelim that they own. Interestingly, the maskana of Rav Asher Weiss is that min hadin, there's no need whatsoever to do tevilat kelim. However, seeing as some poskim say that you should, so if a person wants to do it without a bracha, tavo alaf bracha, it's a meritorious thing to do. And the maskana of Rav Asher Sternbach, who says that min hadin, you do need to do tevilat kelim, but he says seeing as there are some poskim who say that you don't, so it should be done without a bracha. So, interestingly, even though Rav Moshe Sternbach and Rav Asher Weiss are saying different things lahalacha, lemaisa, they're kind of coming to the same conclusion. Adkan.